is the one that you go to when you feel like you've exhausted all other avenues and you're looking for direct sales coaching that gets you quick results. With her tough mama bear strategies, plus her fun, funny, exciting, and outrageously crazy energy-infused coaching, she's going to take you from running like a chicken with its head cut off to creating a symmetry between your life and business. Here to help you double, triple, and 10 times your direct sales income, she's Power Coach Alicia! Hey there, I'm Power Coach Alicia, and welcome to the Direct Sellers Rock Rockcast, where you're going to learn direct sales the smart way. There's no fluff, no hand-holding, and no bullshit here, just simple systems for your direct sales success. Do fundraisers right, son. Welcome to the Direct Sellers Rock Rockcast. It's Power Coach Alicia here, and today we're talking about the 5 steps to profitable fundraisers. All right. Weird mood. Crazy shit happening right now. But I know I need to rock out this training for you. So let's talk about profitable holiday fundraisers. And really, you can use these tips just like the 8 steps to rock vendor events during the holidays. You can use these 5 steps to a profitable holiday fundraiser any time of the year, actually all freaking year long. Oh, my voice is going. That is okay. But anyways, so I thought this would be a great episode to do for you because I know that you've got questions about fundraisers and we get asked all the time how to do fundraisers, what's the best way to do them, how to make them profitable. So what better episode 42 than the 5 steps to a profitable fundraiser? So listen, when it comes to boosting your direct sales business sales, one of the best things that you can do is to organize a fundraiser. Now, by doing a fundraiser, it does a few things. It helps you reach a larger number of potential customers than you've been able to do otherwise. Number 2, it boosts your party sales revenue. 3, you get to raise money for a good cause. 4, it actually skyrockets your reputation in your community. And 5, it helps you get out there with an offline marketing plan. I can't tell you how many direct sellers are so focused on their online marketing plan that it scares the shit out of me, because you have to have multiple traffic sources. You have to have multiple avenues as your marketing plan than just online. And if you're online, like, you've got to have a shit ton. Like, our marketing plan for Rockstar Direct Sales literally has 13 traffic sources that we use to tap into new direct sellers, meet new people. And it's kind of cool because some of the online techniques kind of happen in the offline world. Really hard to explain. But the point is, without an offline marketing plan, it's a little scary because it kind of puts all your eggs in one basket, but it also disconnects you from like that human touch, literally, right? So that's another reason why fundraisers are so awesome. So another benefit to doing fundraisers is that often the person hosting the fundraiser does the promoting for you. Because, so I'm hopefully you're familiar with fundraisers and how they work and you've been part of them at some point. I mean, if nothing else, when you were in elementary school, junior high, and high school, you were doing fundraisers. So hopefully you're familiar with how they work. So it's usually centered, of course, around raising money for a cause, which is really important to the organization or the person. And because of that, they're really invested in raising a lot of money for that cause, which means they go to bat, they do the heavy lifting, they do all the work while you sit back and reap the benefits. Now, they can only do the heavy lifting, do all the work, and rock it out if you've done your part. So that's why it's very important that you've done your part to set them up for success. Okay? So with that, they're going to work hard to raise a lot of money. And then that means that they will also be sure to spread the word about the party or the event that you're putting on for them and your business. So that's what's really pretty cool. It's a win-win situation for, actually, it's a win-win-win situation, right? Now, you might have a ton of great fundraiser event ideas running through your mind, but you might be unsure of where to start, okay? And that is what this Rockcast episode is about, is helping you with those five steps to profitable fundraisers during the holidays, right? To give you those ideas and help you start thinking about how you want to do it, okay? Okay, so step number one, and that's approaching potential people to do a fundraiser for you. So the first thing you need to do is find people who want to do fundraisers. Ideally, it would be great for you to target people who would have an interest in whatever business and products that you offer, okay? Now, that is a practice that you should hold on to, okay? You've got to realize that you don't just want to go out there and just find anybody to do a fundraiser for you. You want to be pretty specific. You want to match your product really to the audience. It makes a really big difference. Now, obviously, there's a lot of products that work well for a lot of different people. However, there are some that would be more appealing to certain groups. And if you hone in on that, then your fundraiser is going to be a way better success. For example, parents and teachers would be most interested in educational toys and books, right? So if you're an Usborne Books person, it's perfect. Other products would not be so appealing at all to certain groups. For example, you wouldn't be likely to approach a school or a group about pure romance products, okay? So what you're going to want to do is create a fundraiser introductory packet that outlines the benefits of hosting a fundraiser and the types of products that you offer. That way, you can send out copies to several different prospects and then wait for them to respond. So once you've established that contact and explained your fundraising event ideas and have solid prospects who would like to host a fundraiser, then you can move on to step number two, which is getting into all like the nitty-gritty details. So step number one is to approach the prospects. In step number one, the way you're going to approach the prospects is match your product to the audience, right? So we just talked about how to do that and how you, after you match the products to the best audience for your products, then you're going to want to do an introductory packet that outlines the benefits of hosting a fundraiser and the types of products that you offer. And then you're going to send that introductory packet out to several different prospects and then wait for them to respond to you. So step number two, getting into the nitty gritty. In this step, this is where you're going to get into all the details of the fundraiser. Will you host an actual party or will you keep the fundraiser open for a specific period of time where it's like a catalog sort of thing? How do people place their orders? How do they let you know that they are making an order as part of the fundraiser? Will all the products be part of the fundraiser or only select ones? How much of the sales profits will you give up to the host for the cause? When will you write out the check for the fundraiser? So all of that stuff happens in these details. And here's the truth of the matter. You should already have what you want to do or what you have planned to do or what you've done in the past that's worked. It's really not a great idea to sit down with somebody who wants to host a fundraiser for you and constantly be going really truly back and forth like a negotiation. You really want to come to the meeting and come to the table for those people who are like raising their hand saying, heck yeah, I'd love to do this, with a foundational plan. Now, it doesn't mean that that plan has to be stuck. It doesn't mean that the plan is not editable. It just means that you need to come with some sort of foundation, like some sort of starting point, or like, this is how I generally do it. This is how the orders are placed. This is when the checks are cut. This is how they place their order. This is, you know, I do it as a party or I do it as whatever it is. You come at them with how you normally do it, the foundation, the strategies that you've used that has had the best success. And then you let them say, well, I think it might be better if I could do this, or maybe could we do a hybrid? And so now you might be thinking, well, what if I don't know if a catalog or an in-person party or an online party is best? A quick way to figure out which platform and way you should do it is, which one of those do you yield the highest party average? Do you do the best sales with catalogs? Do you do the best sales with online parties, or do you do the best sales with in-home? Okay. So, and that also depends on how the fundraiser is going to work. If you're going to do it like as a school and the kids are going to take it and sell and da da da, well, then that's going to be catalogs, right? But if you're hosting it as like you are the host of, or the consultant for the party, and then the organization is the host for it, then you've got to decide if you're doing it in person or online, or maybe you are still doing it as a catalog. Okay. So there's also different variations of how to do that. So step one, approach your prospects. You do that by identifying the audience product match and then doing that introductory packet with a letter and how it works and with the products and why you feel like they would be great for them, right? You send out all those letters to all those different areas. You wait for them to respond. Once they do, you set them out that foundation of what you found has been best or what works for what they're looking for, right? And you get those details mapped out. And then after the details are mapped out in step two, you go to step three, which is providing the materials. This is also something that you can prepare way ahead of time, right? By having digital and hard copies of everything that you're going to need to make this fundraiser successful. This includes catalogs, order forms, business cards with your contact information and website, instructions on how you're going to place your orders, envelopes for people to collect money in. If you don't have a website, right? If you're not sending them away, you're going to want to make sure that there's envelopes for them to collect their money in. And then you're also going to want to include a sheet that explains how the fundraiser works, how much money can be earned, as well as a note that anyone can set up a fundraiser to support their own personal causes. All right. So step three is providing those materials. Again, those materials are catalogs, order forms, business cards with your contact information, and your website, plus instructions on how to order and envelopes for people to collect money in if you don't have a website. If you do have a website, you've got to walk them through how they're going to place the orders via the website. And then also include a sheet that explains how the fundraiser works, how much money can be earned, as well as a little note that anyone can set up a fundraiser to support their own personal causes. All right. So that's the materials you're going to want to have, digital and physical. You never, ever, ever want to overlook any chances that these fundraisers can bring you new hostesses. So the fundraisers are connecting you with people and helping you get your name out there, right? So you also have to understand that if fundraisers are connecting you with people and helping you get your name out there, there's going to be a shit ton of people who actually, they don't want to do fundraisers, but they are prime people, prospects, in order to do parties for you. So definitely get contact information for everybody who orders and participates in this fundraiser and raising money for this cause, because you could always shoot them a text saying who you are, what company that you're with, that they helped raise money for this certain cause. And, you know, you want to hook them up with $50 in free product and would love to do a November party for them or whatever month is coming up. So always know that you have those prime opportunities to turn all the fundraising orders into more business and, you know, consultant people for your team, as well as turning fundraisers into more fundraisers. Okay. So here's the other thing. Once you know how many copies that you're going to need, you got to provide that many packets and give them to the host of the fundraiser to distribute. So what I just told you all about, like the hostess thing, that was like a little side note. I forgot to say side note. I'm just like, you know, saying everything I want to say. So you've prepared the packets. Then you've got to talk to the organizer, which is going to be your host, and ask them, you know, how many needs to be done. And that way you can collect them all and then give them to the host so that the host can distribute them. Now, some people may charge a minimal fee to cover the cost of the business supplies, right? So if you want to do that, you might charge a little fee to the host or the organization for all of the supplies that's needed, right? And you might just take them from the profits of what's collected. You can do that, while others simply view it as a business expense and use it as a tax write-off. Disclaimer, I'm not a tax accountant. I'm just saying there's a good chance you can use it for that. Now, it's up to you to decide how you want to do it. Just make sure that you explain to the person hosting what they need to do, and you've got to make sure that you follow up with them and stay connected with them throughout the entire process. Okay? Step one, get your prospects, right? Get them those letters sent out, get them connected to you, getting them excited, or people who contact you. There's the word and phrasing I'm looking for. Step two, hash out all the details, how it all works. Explain to them how it works. Make sure you guys are on the same page is the best way to do this for the organization and for you. Number three is to provide the materials, the packets, everything they need, the distribution of them. Are you writing it off as a tax write-off? Again, I'm not a tax accountant. Or are you going to take for the business supplies from a portion of the profits? Step four is to write out the check and deliver the goods. So once the fundraiser is over and you've calculated all the sales, in this step, you're going to be sure to give the fundraiser host the money that is owed as soon as possible. Also, be sure to deliver the products as soon as possible as well, because you will need to decide beforehand how you're going to want to handle the delivery of goods. That way, the organizer knows and you know how this is going to go down as soon as you get the order in. Now, you can deliver them personally to each person and have it, or you can have a date where everybody can come pick up their purchases or give everything to the host to distribute. If you want to know what I say, give everything to the host to distribute. It's always the easier way to go. Step five is the follow-up. This is a very crucial step. You don't want to simply do a fundraiser and then just let that be the end of things. Remember, in this industry, it's all about building relationships. So you're going to want to stay in contact with the person who hosted the fundraiser, as well as with all the people who placed orders. Let the host know that you were happy to help them raise money for that great cause and that you would be glad to do it again in the future. Then you send thank you notes to everybody who placed orders, letting them know that their orders helped raise X amount of dollars for their given cause. This is planting more and more seeds, you know, to join your team or to book a party, order from you later, or even more fundraiser events in the future. Okay. And like I said, this is all about another avenue of building a huge, huge, huge business, because direct sales fundraisers are a phenomenal way to boost your home party sales while doing good in your community. So it's a great addition during the holiday season. Oh my gosh, how many causes need, you know, toys and stuff? Maybe you just find a family and for Christmas, you raise money so that family can have Christmas. Or maybe you do it in November so you can, you know, feed a certain amount of families food for Thanksgiving. You can use fundraisers for so many different sorts of things. You can organize your own fundraiser, right? So you focus on, you know, a week of different activities that you're doing in your Facebook groups or in your Facebook group to raise money for a certain cause for that month, but you're just doing it over a week's time. For LuLaRoe, Alicia and Christina, which is our besties boutique, we're going to once a month pick a cause, and one sell a month, we're going to donate 100% of the net profit to a different organization. People love to help and donate. The sales skyrocket. You get the sales, right? Because it goes towards your total retail sales for different levels and things like that, free product, whatever, whatever. And the organization or the person or the family gets helped. It's just such a win-win-win situation. So I definitely gonna link in the show notes at 042.directsellersrock.com. Profiting from fundraisers, because if you really want to do fundraisers, you need to go to the elite level of the step by step by step, all the documents you need, all the, you know, the contact information you need, all the stuff to put in your packet. All you have to do is edit and rock it out. The thank you notes that you need, we have it all done for you in the profit from fundraisers training. So we're going to link to that for you right here in the show notes. And if you haven't already, make sure that you go back and you listen to the goodie bag training, holiday recruiting the smart way, holiday sales the smart way, holiday hostess coaching the smart way, and holiday bookings the smart way. Because this holiday season, you need to be armed with the most badass free training that is available to you to rock your holidays. And that is the Holidays the Smart Way episodes, as well as the goodie bag one. Remember, you can also snag up the Holidays the Smart Way training camp in your show notes at 042.directsellersrock.com. Again, that's 042.directsellersrock.com. As I always say, be sure to subscribe, share, review, and listen. We have brand new episodes of the Direct Sellers Rock Rockcast coming out every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern. And I'd love to hear from you. So go to directsellersrock.com, post what you loved, your number one takeaway, or your aha moment from this episode on fundraisers, and use hashtag Rockcast. All right. Well, I will see you on episode 43. And until then, make sure you go to 042.directsellersrock.com. That's 042.directsellersrock.com and snag up your show notes. Bye. Are you sick of feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, stressed, and running like a chicken with its head cut off? You're going here, you're going there, you're doing this, you're doing that. Plus being everything for everyone while your life and business are a chaotic mess? Well, listen up, because the Rockstar Success System is exactly what you're looking for. And it's custom designed for direct sellers just like you. It's your one-stop shop planner, plus calendar, plus tracker, plus accountability, plus your organization, plus your personal development, and your training. So your day starts with a small yet powerful accomplishment that skyrockets your success and efficiency in all areas of your life, plus your business. It's the first system of its kind for direct sellers that eliminates the unorganized chaos of being pulled in 10 different directions, and it gives you that peace of mind in knowing exactly what to focus on each day to keep your life plus your business in balance. It banishes that overwhelm and frustration with an easy-to-implement system that keeps you on track and focused on the right things that increases your profit and organizes your life chaos. It also stops you from barely being afloat in your life and business, and it puts you on cloud nine with your house running in tip-top shape, and your business is growing day by day, week by week, and month by month. So if you're ready to prioritize, organize, manage, and balance your life plus your business, go to rss.directsellersrock.com. That's rss.directsellersrock.com.